This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for Joe Biden. He just delivered a speech that has been widely and generally praised. It was an emotional speech he delivered at Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. It is really the kickoff of his formal campaign for re-election and suggesting that democracy is at stake. And one of the questions that people ask, including particularly people who may not be so enthusiastic about another Biden term, is how did this happen? How did we get stuck with Biden and Trump again? That's the title of a very provocative column by a very provocative guy. His name is Roy Teixeira. He's been a guest on this show before. He is the author, most recently, of a book that is ruffling all kinds of feathers with his former allies in the Democratic Party. It's a book called Where Have All the Democrats Gone? So, and it's a best-selling book, as a matter of fact. So, Roy Teixeira, contributing columnist at the Washington Post and a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. Okay, first question first. How did we get stuck with Biden and Trump again? And then we'll go to the second question, is where the Democrats have gone. First, how do we get stuck with these two, doddering duopoly of Biden and Trump a second time?
Right, yes. Now, well, of course, most people in America aren't delighted with this rematch, but that is what they're getting, and I think that has to do with how the two parties have evolved. If you look at where Trump came from, he was the guy who read the changing nature of the Republican base correctly in terms of how it's becoming increasingly dependent on working class voters and how these voters were increasingly dissatisfied with elites in both the Democratic and Republican parties, felt like they weren't really on their page, didn't understand their lives, could care less about them. And Trump picked that up and ran with it. And he basically was willing to break from orthodox Republican economics. He talked a lot about trade. He talked a lot about elites who can't stand you, who like are the people who make America work. And he obliterated his competition in the 2016 primary and rode that all the way to victory in 2016 against an opponent, Hillary Clinton, who was sort of the poster child for clueless liberal elites who didn't care about ordinary working people.
Okay, can I ask you something that I think that your column raises this question, and what you just said raises this question, is a great deal of what President Trump did that worked remarkably well for him did not work when it was employed by Pat Buchanan, who ran for president, it seems, what, three times. And also on the issues of trade and immigration and the forgotten working class of America. Wasn't that Pat Buchanan's big message as well?
Yeah, well, that was a quarter century before, and times had changed. Disaffection with elites had increased. The Democratic Party had become an increasingly bad odor. And Republicans themselves, as far as most voters were concerned, at least the people in control of the party, hadn't really done much to change things. So while Buchanan said some of the same things in 1992 that Trump said in 2016, the voters weren't quite ready for it, particularly the working class voters who were increasingly, you know, the base of the Republican Party. So Trump has a, you know, he's not the, while he calls himself a very stable genius, he's not a book learning kind of guy, but he is a guy who can sense the mood of the electorate, the mood of people, what people are thinking about, what people are upset about. And he realized he had an opening in 2016 to do something that no other Republican was willing to do at that point. So, you know, that's what makes politicians really successful sometimes. They sense a change in the electorate and in the society, and they try to take advantage of that. And he did it, and he's still trying to do it.
And so that's how we got stuck with Trump again. How do we get stuck with President Biden for a second round?
Well, I mean, we need to go back in that sense to how did we get him in 2020? Well, in 2020, Democrats were really upset about Trump and the state of the country in general, but that was interpreted by a lot of Democratic politicians as meaning people were ready for a really radical approach to practically everything, right? From health care to the border to crime, what have you. And Biden correctly sensed that while a lot of people in the party seemed to believe this, this actually was not what even rank-and-file Democrats wanted, much less the country as a whole. So he struck a note of normalcy, of common sense, of being progressive but not too progressive, and he basically promised to get the country back to normal after the chaos of the Trump years and restore the economy and get over the pandemic. And he was the only guy who could do it. The other candidates, the major candidates, seemed to be coming out of left field in a way that didn't make any sense given the mood of the country. But now we're in 2024. He's the incumbent, and he may be 81 years old and have lost maybe more than a step or two. But I don't think Democrats see a viable way of replacing him, and he doesn't want to be replaced. I mean, who are they going to run? You know, Kamala Harris, Gavin Newsom? I mean, these people would probably be even worse in terms of appealing to the median American voter.
Yeah, there's you make the point in your column, and I think it's a very profound point, is there are a lot of people on the Democratic side who say, party's strong, and Biden's fine, except he just has this problem of being 81 years old. And you make the point that the Democratic Party itself has a problem, according to polling. What's the Democratic Party's deeper problem, much deeper than just one guy named Biden?
Right. Well, Democrats are basically unaware of this, and they certainly don't accept it when you tell it to them. But the fact of the matter is that about as many people think the Democratic Party is extreme as think the Republican Party is extreme. And the Democrats' self-image is we're the reasonable ones, right? Republicans are crazy. But that's what they think of themselves, but what do sort of normie voters think of them? The fact of the matter is that they apparently don't think the Democrats are much less extreme than the Republicans, and they also don't think they favor the Republicans over Democrats on the economy, on immigration, on crime, and on a lot of other things. So the idea that there's only one party in this country that's sane, and it is the Democrats, and that's all there is to it, and why can't everybody see it, this just shows the weakness of the Democrats in terms of not being able to think their way into the way normal people think about politics and normal people think about the parties. They basically, read their own press releases and they believe them.
And so the most likely outcome of another close election?
The most likely outcome?
Yeah.
I would say it's going to be either Trump or Biden. I mean,
it's going out on a limb.
Going out on a limb, yeah, they will be the candidates. It's really going to be close. I would hesitate to say, look, if the election was held today, literally today, I think it's quite possible Trump, you know, maybe a little bit more likely than 50-50 Trump would win. But there's a lot of politics and time between now and November
2024. A lot of trials between now and then.
A lot of trials. I mean, there is that wild card. What if he does get convicted of X? How does that affect swing voters who finally decide enough is enough with Trump? We just don't know. And, you know, Biden also might fall literally flat in his face at some point. That would obviously have an effect. So this is a very evenly matched contest at this point. And both candidates have tremendous vulnerabilities. And that's why I'm a little hesitant at this point to say, oh, well, it's definitely Trump, or, oh, you know, Biden is, of course, going to pull it out.
Yes, I think anybody who looks at this election and thinks it is entirely predictable, I don't even think the Iowa caucuses are predictable coming up in less than 2 weeks, let alone the New Hampshire primary and then, of course, South Carolina after that. Roy Teixeira, his new book is called Where Have All the Democrats Gone? And how do you find them again? We will be continuing the conversation. Roy Teixeira, Happy New Year to you. We will be right back on the MedVed Show with more on Biden's relaunch of his campaign.
Medved.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. On the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Michael Medved Show. one more reminder that this is a great opportunity at a budget price, bargain price, to become a MedHead member, which gives you access to the streaming version and also the podcast version of our radio show, plus all kinds of other advantages. The MedHead memberships are 20% off now for a limited time. Join today to get the most out of a wonderful and very eventful new year. It's big elections all around the world. And again, there are 4 billion people living in the nations that are expecting elections in the 2024. So worth keeping track of as a MedHead member, which gives you a chance to stream any and all audio programs and then to download the podcast versions without commercial if you want to. And that available for 20% off, just go to michaelmedved.com. That's michaelmedved.com. And this applies to all of you wherever you happen to live. President Biden unleashed the first ad of his newly retooled campaign. It's actually the first national ad of his campaign. It goes along with his speech just delivered at Valley Forge, a speech that has been generally well received. Biden was extremely emotional, came close to tears at one point, and basically pleading for people to reconsider the future of democracy, which is also the theme of his ad. Sounds like this.
I've made the preservation of American democracy the central issue of my presidency. I believe in free and fair elections and the right to vote fairly and have your vote counted. There's something dangerous happening in America. There's an extremist movement that does not share the basic beliefs in our democracy. All of us are being asked right now, what will we do to maintain our democracy? History's watching. The world is watching. Most important, our children and grandchildren will hold us responsible. The Vice President and I have supported voting rights since day one of this administration. And I ask every American to join me in this cause. America is still a place of possibilities where the power resides with we, the people. That's our soul. We are the United States of America. There is nothing beyond our capacity when we act together. I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
And again, that is the pitch. It sounds very similar to the pitch that he replicated in his appearance at Valley Forge today. There is also this about, we were talking to Ray Teixeira just moments ago about how we got stuck with Biden and with Trump again. Arthur Brooks, who is part of the movement to actually consider happy lives and what happiness means and how you achieve it in this country, he is now a tenured professor at Harvard, formerly head of the American Enterprise Institute. He's somebody who wrote wonderful books like Who Really Cares, which is basically an analysis of conservatives and liberals and habits of charitable giving and involvement. And he's also written The Conservative Heart. But he was on CNBC talking about why there is such a negative reaction to our leadership right now in this country, and that people wonder, how do we get stuck with just a choice between Trump and Biden again? And here is what Arthur Brooks says, I think extremely apt and very perceptive. It'll be on our show next week. Arthur talks about the failure, main weakness of our leadership. Listen.
The data looks pretty good. And you say that to people, and they're like, are you crazy? Now, right. There's the obvious explanation of, well, the inflation rate is high and the price level is high. Right. Hasn't come back down. My wages haven't come. Does that explain the disconnect, you think?
Yeah. Have you ever been to an unhappy family that's rich? I bet you have. I know people who are doing just fine, but everybody's unhappy.
Yeah.
The truth of the matter is that your relative level of prosperity and the ups and downs of paycheck have nothing to do with whether or not the family's going to be happy. This country has been seeing more and more people saying the country's on the wrong track. This has been going on for 20 years and is out of control right now. The truth is that we have leaders who are just unfailingly negative about the country. We have media that's talking down the country. It's all bad news all the time. People are grumpy about that, and so the result is that they can't even actually get through it to see some relatively good economic news. Look, what we need happier leaders. We need to make America happy again. Is what we need, and that starts with leadership. You go into a company, you've done it, we've all done it. You go into a company and you can see there's something wrong. You start with the leader, and usually the leader's a downer. That's where it starts, and that's what we've got in America today.
And that, unfortunately, is part of what we are hearing in this presidential campaign as it shapes up. We spoke earlier this week about a column that appeared in the Washington Post by Toulouse Olorunipa, and the headline was "Doom Dominates the 2024 Election Messaging." We've included this column in our newsletter, which you can get for free, by the way. It comes out every Friday, our newsletter at michaelmedved.com. But what he talks about is unfailingly true, and you heard that in President Biden's speech today, and it's one of the, I think, problems he has as a candidate right now. Is the Biden campaign is absolutely committed to persuading the world that Trump or another term of Trump would be a disaster for the United States and the end of democracy as we know it, and a total doom and gloom scenario. And of course, Trump says it straight out that we would not survive, that America is in the process of being destroyed by Joe Biden and his associates. And on both sides, you don't have a vision for the future. David Brooks, who is, by the way, no relationship at all between David Brooks and Arthur Brooks, but David Brooks has a very different column in the New York Times today talking about what Biden's message should be is a message of a vision for the future. Remember, George Herbert Walker Bush used to teasingly refer to the vision thing because he was following Ronald Reagan, who had such a clear vision of a shining city on the hill. And George Herbert Walker Bush's successor seemed much more pedestrian, did not have a visionary focus on the future. And that a little of that is kind of necessary right now to shake that idea that America is on the wrong path. Arthur Brooks talks about how important that optimism is as a quality for leadership. We will be right back with Tom Nichols on Claudine Gay and Ukraine funding and more coming up.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
U.S. USA News Update. The Biden administration is pushing back on border security as Republicans toured border crossings near Eagle Pass, Texas on Wednesday. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that Republican lawmakers...
What they're doing is they're not doing their job. They want us to deliver on things that matter to them.
Republicans argue, though, there also needs to be significant policy changes within the administration to slow down the flow of immigrants. There is much anticipation today about the impending release of the Epstein list, 170 unredacted names of people that were connected to the Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell sex trafficking ring could be released as soon as today. The list could have some very powerful individuals' names on it, but it's believed several of the identities included will remain anonymous for various reasons. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tom Nichols is a staff writer at The Atlantic, and he is also an author of The Atlantic Daily Newsletter. He has a new book, which is coming out in March. Pre-ordering the updated and expanded edition of The Death of Expertise with new material on academic misconduct, of which there certainly has been plenty, and a new Death of Expertise Hall of Fame, including figures such as Elon Musk and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Tom Nichols, thanks for joining us again on the show. And you're one of those people who isn't in mourning exactly over Claudine Gay's resignation as president of Harvard. You think her resignation was overdue. Why?
I do. I think, first, I should say that while I'm not in mourning, I did teach in the continuing education programs at Harvard for 18 years. So I am kind of heartbroken about, you know, this... this much turmoil at a place that I have a very strong affection for. But I also thought, given the amount of material that was accumulating so fast, that I thought that the best thing, you know, for her, for everything, for everybody, for the institution, was to step down and then let other departmental and university procedures take their course. There's a difference between being a faculty member who has engaged in misconduct of some kind and being a university president where you're the public face
of a major research and teaching institution. And, you know, we've seen that elsewhere as well. We saw it at Stanford when the president of Stanford had to step down and go back to the faculty and go and straighten out a lot of problems that were in his research as well. So I thought it was overdue. I thought it was unfortunate. I think the people that are accusing her, you know, are coming from a place of bad faith and really aren't, I don't think they're particularly interested in Claudine Gay or her research or her academic misconduct as much as they were kind of trying to get Harvard to double down on a double standard and to keep defending her to do this. And I think the sooner that came to an end, the better.
Okay, do you believe, as a number of her apologists and defenders have suggested, that she was the victim of racism or sexism, either one or both?
In the attacks on her ever since the day she became Harvard president? Absolutely. But I don't think that that obviates the problem of the academic misconduct. You know, this is like that internet meme where, you know, where the worst person you know says, makes a good point. And I think that that's what this is. I think you can believe that Gay was attacked for her politics, for her race, for her gender, and so on. But you can also believe, or at least we used to be able to also hold two thoughts in our heads before we all became so tribal, you can also believe that she, that there was real evidence of academic misconduct involved. So, you know, I believe both of those things, but I don't believe that they're related to each other. And I think that's the mistake a lot of her defenders are making. One, there are two separate problems here. One of them is a legitimate claim, I think, that, you know, from the moment she stepped into that presidency, and because of her politics, because of her commitments about DEI and the disastrous performance of all three of these college presidents in front of Congress, that people were, you know, targeting her. But that, to me, that's a, I taught for, as you know, Michael, I was a professor for 35 years. To me, that's a separate issue from, is there a there? Did she commit academic misconduct? And I think by the time she stepped down, there was enough evidence to say, yeah, this is not, you can't remain as a university president with this much, misconduct staring you in the face that has to be resolved by the academic community. And I think people who tried to conflate the two things took the bait that her opponents were putting out there, and I think that's unfortunate.
You also have a piece about the wrong questions being asked by both sides, really, concerning the war in Ukraine and the American involvement in supporting Ukraine. What are the right questions that are not being asked?
What's the right thing for the United States to do for its own national security, for the peace of Europe, and for global stability? And instead, we're getting into these arguments at home about, you know, how good a democracy is Ukraine? You know, how good is the oversight over, you know, the spending on bullets and bombs? Which are legitimate questions, but they're not deal breakers for the bigger issue here, that when you step back and say, look, this is a, Russia is, and again, as you know, for years I argued for a more peaceful relationship with Russia, and Vladimir Putin has talked to me right out of that. Russia is a, you know, imperial, genocidally bent, conquering power that is trying to eradicate Ukraine from the map. Once you ask the question about what should be the American position of that, I think everything else falls into line. But I think that for, again, tribal political reasons, people are trying to stall aid to Ukraine, Republicans, because they think somehow it's good for them, and I think because just out of a kind of oppositional defiance disorder that anything Joe Biden wants is a bad thing, that they are trying to bog this down in a lot of questions that really, to me, are secondary about what's good for the United States, for our allies, and for the world.
Yeah, I mean, one of the arguments that people are trying to make is that somehow if we send less money to Ukraine, it's going to free up resources for the border. Do you see any realistic connection between border security policy and aid to Ukraine?
No, and I think, you know, this is an old You and I are old enough to remember the Cold War, where, you know, this was an old saw that liberals used to say, well, that if we didn't have so many bases in NATO, or if we weren't spending on a new, ballistic missile system, that, you know, we would have all the school lunches in the world. It's always a false choice. And it's a silly choice. And what's really aggravating about it is that the members of Congress who are doing this, they know better. They know exactly how funding works for our allies, for the defense industry, for border security. Ironically, the money that we were spending, that we have been spending to help Ukraine, is money that we use to pay Americans to make U.S. weapons to send to Ukraine. I mean, it's, you know, this has always been kind of a silly part of this argument, that there's one pot of money, and if you take out, you know, one slice of the pie, then another slice doesn't get served up somewhere else. It's just silly, and congressmen should, members of Congress do know better and should know better, but this is an old rhetorical trick that goes all the way back to the 70s and the 80s.
And not a lot of reasons to feel nostalgia for the 70s in particular,
no, or
the 80s. If you're speaking about where we are in history right now, okay, we have coming up the Iowa caucuses in just about a week. And in the Iowa caucuses, in the time it goes ahead, do you think it is a done deal that Trump, well, number one, will be the Republican nominee, and will he win?
I hope not in both cases. I think that, you know, the numbers are hard to argue with, that given an upset by someone in Iowa or New Hampshire, that Donald Trump looks to be the nominee. I think American democracy would be better served by any other Republican nominee but Trump. I don't think, and I say this hopefully, I hope that, that Americans understand the choice before them, so I don't want to forecast about whether or not he could win. I think the map says that he probably wouldn't, but I hope not.
That Tom Nichols, his columns are linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. The updated, expanded edition of his book, The Death of Expertise, coming up in March. We're coming up with President Trump sending out a satirical video that treats him as a messianic figure who was sent by God. We will get to that coming up on the MedMed Show.
The Michael MedMed Show, all across America.
It's an honor to talk to you because I think you got the best talk show in the United States.
Thank you. I agree.
This is the Michael MedMed Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting and TAM required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
And coming up on the MedVet Show, we'll be talking a little bit about the extraordinary hold that President Trump has and the very durable popularity that he enjoys among evangelical Christians. And we'll talk with Myra Adams a little bit about, she's a columnist with The Hill, about what the basis of that loyalty really is. We will get to that. First up, there is another story involving Trump and religion. He had sent out to his followers on Truth Social. So this went out to literally millions of people who follow President Trump on his own social platform. And this is actually a video that was done satirically, and I'm not sure that Trump understood that it was done satirically. It's a video about God creating Trump and sending him among us to save the world, as if Trump were, well, we just had lots of performances of Messiah all around the world because of the Christmas season. Is Trump deserve this kind of praise? Again, keep in mind this was originally done satirically, but should it be taken seriously? Listen.
And on June 14, 1946, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, "I need a caretaker." So God gave us Trump. God said, "I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, fix this country, work all day, fight the Marxists, eat supper, then go to the Oval Office and stay past midnight at a meeting of the heads of state." So God made Trump. "I need somebody with arms, strong enough to wrestle the deep state, and yet gentle enough to deliver his own grandchild. Somebody to ruffle the feathers, tame cantankerous World Economic Forum, come home hungry, have to wait until the First Lady is done with lunch with friends, then tell the ladies to be sure and come back real soon, and mean it. so God gave us Trump. I need somebody who can shape an axe but wield a sword, who had the courage to step foot in North Korea, who can make money from the tar of the sand, turn liquid to gold, who understands the difference between tariffs and inflation, will finish his 40-hour week by Tuesday noon, but then put in another 72 hours. So God made Trump.
Okay, this may sound a little bit familiar because there was a famous radio message prepared by the great late Paul Harvey, So God Made a Farmer. The original, just so that you can get some of the humor in this treatment of President Trump, the humor of the original So God Made a Farmer sounded like this.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, milk cows, work all day in the fields, milk cows again, eat supper, then go to town and stay past midnight at a meeting of the school board. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to sit up all night with a newborn colt and watch it die and dry his eyes and say, maybe next year. I need somebody who can shape an axe handle from a persimmon sprout, shoe a horse with a hunk of car tire, who can make harness out of hay wire, feed sacks, and shoe scraps, who planting time and harvest season will finish his 40-hour week by Tuesday noon and then painting from tractor back put in another 72 hours. So God made a farmer.
Okay, did someone explain to President Trump that the... I assume someone did, because he sent it out to everybody. Meanwhile, on another front entirely, and the border dispute, Jake Tapper interviewed the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, after he came back from the border with a bunch of other Republicans talking about the desperate need, and it's a need that I agree with, that everyone agrees with, to have a more effective system of border security. It's simply untenable to have all of these unauthorized immigrants coming into the country and then being sent by buses from one city to another as political pawns. I mean, the entire thing is a disaster. Jake Tapper asked Speaker Johnson why there can't be some compromise in Congress over the border crisis. Listen.
Is there a compromise on border security that's being negotiated right now that you would allow to be voted on, even if a majority of House Republicans are not behind it? Something that would improve the situation at the border, even if not to the point that you want it to be improved?
Jake, the reason that we've insisted on the provisions of H.R. 2, which is the bill that we passed 7 months ago that's been sitting on Chuck Schumer's desk collecting dust, the reason we've insisted upon that is because each of those provisions work together to secure the border. You can't, for example, just reform the asylum program and leave the broken parole process unrepaired. Then you would have a loophole that would do absolutely nothing. You can't just reinstate Remain in Mexico. Even just that action would stem the flow estimated about 70%. But you have to also end catch and release. All these things work together, and so you can't just pick and choose from them from a menu and expect that you're going to solve the problem.
Okay, and then he talked about, this is clip two, Jeremy, Speaker Johnson about executive orders that he says could somehow fix the situation overnight. This is clip two.
They could issue executive orders and fix this overnight. You could reinstate the Remain in Mexico policy. You could stop the catch and release policy that the Biden administration insists upon. You could do some very important things, but they refuse to do it.
So just one note on the terrorist thing. There aren't hundreds of known terrorists getting into the country. There are people whose identity have been flagged on a certain database. I just don't want people out there thinking that, you know, 200 members of Hamas have flown into the country and we don't even know about it. It's a little bit more complicated.
Jake,
I'm not saying that it's not serious. I'm just saying these aren't necessarily terrorists.
That's the terrorist watch list, Jake.
Right.
It takes quite a bit to make that list, okay? These are dangerous people who are coming to the country, and we have hardened criminals who are coming from all these countries around the world. They're opening prisons and sending them here. We saw it today, Jake. We know what's happening. We're talking to the people on the ground. So these are not Republican talking points. This is reality, and the White House needs to wake up.
Okay, and then there is another tough exchange on CBS Mornings between the co-host there, whose name is Tony DeCoupel, and I don't really know his work, with DHS Secretary, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas, about the border crisis. And some good work here by the CBS co-host. Listen. Clip 22.
What is the White House proposing to solve the flow problem that Republicans have identified?
So first of all, we are facing a challenge that is not specific or exclusive to the United States. We're facing a level of migration throughout our hemisphere that is unprecedented. On the first day in office, President Biden sent to Congress a legislative solution. Everyone agrees
Mr. Secretary,
the immigration system of the United States...
Mr. Secretary, I mean, yes. Respectfully, yes, there is a global migration crisis, but the President of the United States also, as a candidate, said, come to the U.S. if you want to claim asylum, restore the dignity of that process. That was his position. And so people are coming. The numbers have gone up tremendously, and nothing in the White House's plan addresses what Republicans are saying is so important. Catch and release, a phrase you hear. What that means is people come across the border, they claim asylum, and then they're allowed to stay in this country for years while they wait for that process to play out. Years and years and years. People know that's the game. They know the bar for asylum is low. The claim bar is low. And so they come. Are you doing anything? Are you willing to do anything to stop the flow in that way?
Allow me to finish my answer. On the first day in office, President Biden sent a legislative proposal to Congress.
Okay, not the greatest moment for... One of the most disappointing members of the Biden cabinet, Alejandro Mayorkas. I mean, disappointing because he has a administration that he's working with that is deeply confused about what it actually wants to do to cope with what is a crisis at the border. Speaking of crisis, Myra Adams, who writes for The Hill, says that President Trump's evangelical voters remain profoundly loyal and could make him president again for another 4 years. But what is the problem with that, she sees? Well, perhaps it's the notion of Trump as a religious role model. We'll be speaking with Myra Adams and more, two big new movies, including one of the best of the year, coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berry stew, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.